Prague's reputation as a tourist hotspot has been viewed as a given for years, but now new statistics reveal a serious slump in visitor numbers. The reasons are the strong crown and apparently poor services. Can Prague reverse this trend, or are there serious troubles ahead? Dominic Yoon reports.
Almost as soon as the Velvet Revolution of 1989 rid the country of its communist rulers, the Czech Republic, then Czechoslovakia, and in particular Prague, became a hot ticket for travellers from all across the world. At first it was curious backpackers and alternative artistic types, but soon Prague became a top target for all kinds of visitors. Its almost fairy tale-like architecture and low prices seemed to produce a win-win situation. By the end of the 90s, tourist numbers were in the millions as Prague's streets became packed on an almost non-stop basis with shuffling hordes following the tour guides with their raised umbrellas. But now the situation has changed, and shopkeepers and hotel owners are complaining of a slump in visitors by as much as 30%. What is to blame? The global economic crisis for sure. The strong crown, which has now resulted in Prague becoming the 29th most expensive city in the world, is also a factor. Prague's image is also suffering. Rather than glitz and culture, the capital is often associated with stag nights and a cheap place to get drunk. Yet, surprisingly, it is poor services that many are actually blaming for the slump. Tomio Okamara is a member of the Presidium and spokesman for the Association of Tour Operators and Travel Agents of the Czech Republic. He explained to me his take on just what was causing the slump in visitor numbers.
Strong exchange rate of the Czech crown is not main reason. In the Europe, there is a lot of towns where is level of the prices much more higher than in Prague. For example, London, Paris, Rome. But problem of Prague is that we cannot give to clients relevant service within this price level. So we became deluxe expensive destination, but our level of service is not deluxe.
Indeed, as soon as Prague became popular, there emerged a kind of shadow industry designed to rip off what were viewed as rich Western tourists. Outrageous prices, which were still cheap for foreigners, were imposed in an almost arbitrary fashion. Whatever they are willing to pay became the attitude. Now it seems that this practice, which has certainly lessened since the early days, has finally caught up with Prague. But not only that, Prague also appears to be suffering from something of an image crisis. Tomio Okamara explains.
All the potential tourists read in their guidebook about Prague that it is a danger destination with thieves, taxi problems, problems with the exchange offices and so on. So of course, if level of the prices is like this year, there is not any reason to visit Prague. We have a lot of problems and we are not able to invite foreign tourists if we will not solve this problem or our politicians as soon as possible.
But providing such a boost to Prague may prove difficult. Developing a multifaceted strategy to improve services and clamp down on fraudulent practices will take political will, and that is something that many believe is lacking in the often deadlocked Czech political process, particularly when it is too often accused of being as riddled with fraud and corruption as the aforementioned rip-off taxi driver or exchange booth operator. Tomio Okamura again.
We still talking with the politicians, we still try to push them to make something, but it is problem that they totally ignore our ideas. They have money for it, they have secretaries and tens or hundreds of persons who are working in the city halls and the ministries, so they should do it. And if they are not able to do Czech Republic safe, kind destination, they have to say it very clearly and go out from their positions.
Of course, such measures would require real pressure, but as the math becomes impossible to ignore and tourist numbers continue to fall, Czech politicians may begin to feel that inaction could soon become very costly.
Dominic Yoon, thanks for that.